The following program is sponsored by friends and partners of Kingdom Connection.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And it's a spirit of lust. It's a spirit of fear. It's a spirit of discouragement. It's a spirit of depression. And it's trying its best to get in every home that I'm preaching to today. I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, I don't have time to read that. Verse 18, and the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things, says, who's saying this? The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, and faith. Your patience as for your works. The last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Listen to this. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And then I want you to really focus in on this. Verse 23. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches, notice this now, the minds and hearts. Everybody say minds and hearts. And I will give to each of you according to your works. Verse 26, he who overcomes what? The spirit that he just described. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He'll rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like potter's clay, like potter's vessels. What's beautiful about this is he said, in the end, I'm going to give authority to people who have been broken vessels. I'm going to give broken vessels power and authority to rule in mighty ways. I want to talk to you about something very different today that God laid on my heart that I believe is a word very much in season for our lives. I'm preaching today on Jezebel's children. We've all probably heard people refer to Jezebel, but I want to talk about that 23rd verse where he makes reference to Jezebel's children. And I believe the Lord is going to speak to us today. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation describe seven churches. And it is a picture and it gives the characteristics of what the end time church is going to be like. Seven stages of Christianity, seven prophetic churches. In most of those churches, there's things that Jesus himself complements. And there's things that he confronts and combats. He said, now, in the church of Thyatira, there is something that you have done right, but then he shifts the focus and he says, but I have something against you because you're allowing Jezebel to seduce and bring sexual immorality into the church and into people's lives. Jezebel was a reference that goes all the way back to 1 Kings 18 and 19. She was a woman who married Ahab, and she was exceedingly wicked and immoral. And even though she had been dead for over 1,500 years, maybe up to 1,800 years, she had been dead, her spirit was very much alive in a new generation. And notice what he said. He said she had children. every generation, the spirit of Jezebel will produce children. And these spirits, if you entertain them, if you shelter them, if you feed them, they will grow up. And that's why he said in the 23rd verse, her children have to die. You cannot, notice what he tied them to. You cannot allow them to dominate your mind. Did you catch it? They're after the reins of your mind and your heart to turn you away from God. And they come as small things, and if you feed them, shelter them, feed lust, shelter the characteristics that I'm about to give you concerning Jezebel, they will take over your mind, take over your heart, and destroy your life in every way. Number one, the spirit of Jezebel is a spirit of manipulation. She manipulated and wanted to control Elijah, the prophet, and Ahab, the king. She absolutely even controlled like a puppet everything that she could control. And I'm saying she, but it's not about the gender. It's about the spirit that is very much alive in our culture. And you're going to see it in just a moment. There's a difference between manipulation and motivation. When I motivate someone or when someone motivates, it's for our good. But when manipulation is at work, it's for my good. I'm manipulating somebody not for our good, but for my good. And Jezebel tried to manipulate leadership for her good. It's a spirit of control. It's a spirit of manipulation. Secondly, the spirit of Jezebel is clearly seen in the Old Testament through this real woman who lived, and she was exceedingly wicked. She was a married woman with an unmarried spirit. And one of the manifestations of the spirit of Jezebel is when you're married and you have a ceremony, but you have an unmarried spirit. And a lot of people don't realize that they're operating under a spirit of Jezebel, but one of its manifestations is even for married people, when you're married, but you have an unmarried spirit. I don't have to keep my marriage vows. I don't have to keep my mind clean and my heart clean. Many people today are being affected by the spirit of Jezebel. They have an unmarried spirit. It's a lustful spirit. It's an unclean spirit. It's an immoral spirit. He even goes on to say, I gave her a space to repent of her sexual immorality, and she would not. And notice what he said, thirdly, about the manifestation of this spirit. She has children. Why does he say her children have to die? Because you have to kill them when they're young. You have to stop this spirit from operating in your life in embryo stage. Because if you let it grow and you feed it and shelter it and take it in, it will destroy and captivate your mind and your heart and turn you away from everything good in your life. Don't let the children mature spiritually that she's preaching about. The spirit of manipulation, the spirit that does not respect authority, but it attacks authority and manipulates. The spirit that is married but has an unmarried spirit. It's unfaithful. It doesn't keep covenant. And she had children, and he said, you have to understand that you have to stop it. Don't let it grow in your life. Don't feed it. In recognizing these characteristics, he said, I gave her a space to repent of her, the King James says, fornication, from which we get the Greek word fornia, from which the word pornography comes from. Now I want you to think about this. Jesus said the end time predominant spirit before modern technology, this was written thousands of years ago, and Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, and he said, there's coming a spirit against the end time church, and I'm going to name it pornography. And that spirit goes with the spirit of Jezebel. Pornography is the visualization of something that is immoral. It is lustful looking. And the spirit of manipulation, The spirit of lust will run concurrent at the same time that's happening in society and culture. The Bible says that God is going to send, this is a prophecy in Malachi, he'll send the spirit of Elijah. Isn't that something? Even though we're thousands of years removed from the story of 1 Kings 18 and 19 of the confrontation of Elijah and Jezebel and Ahab, God says it's going to be rebirth, and it'll have children that will move from generation to generation. And when you see the spirit of Jezebel manifesting, he said, I'm going to send on my church and my people the spirit of Elijah to deal with it. It's really something. It's really something. Let me show you another characteristic of how the signals that the spirit of Jezebel puts out is a signal of lust. It's a signal of prayerlessness. It's just like a tower putting out a signal. It's always beaming out and broadcasting. Notice this about Elijah, a signal of depression. Because the Bible said, follow this in 1 Kings 19, that when Jezebel turned her attention to the prophet Elijah, she threatened him. And when she threatened him, he became fearful. He became discouraged. He became depressed. The Bible said in the second verse, in the third verse, he ran to a tree and sat under it and begged God to die. He had just called down fire from heaven. But it said Jezebel sent a threat to him, and when she started broadcasting her spirit, notice what it affected. It affected his emotions. And he said, it's enough. I give up. Take my life, for I am no better. He said, I want to die. I want you to kill me. I'm so depressed. So what I'm saying to you is this. There are four areas that if you open the door to Jezebel's children, they come in as small things in embryo stage, and they come in and if you open the door and you feed them, that's those Jezebel's children begin to affect. Notice what the 23rd verse of Revelation 2 said, your mind and your heart. That's what the enemy's after. And here's the Jezebel works with these four areas: lust, fear, discouragement. I feel like giving up. I feel like quitting. I just want to give everything up. What is that? That's the spirit of Jezebel. Lust, fear, tormenting fear. What's going to happen? Something bad's going to happen. I'm expecting, and you walk in fear. This is the end time spirit Jesus said would come, because all this is the effect. When you read the story of what Jezebel, the effect she had on Elijah, she had lust. That's very easy to see. But her signal that hit the prophet was fear, discouragement, went and sat under a tree and prayed to die. That's called depression. And there are people by the millions who are listening to me by television, who are listening to me in this room and at all of our campuses, and there are four areas the enemy is working on you. I'm telling you, I've never seen it in a generation. This is why I'm preaching this. God would not let me come off of this. He said, this is a word in season. He said, there are four spirits that have been released. They all are Jezebel working through these four areas: lust, fear, discouragement, and depression. And if you don't watch it, you will pick up. When you entertain the children of Jezebel, when you don't kill them, when you don't stop them in the embryonic stage, when you don't say, no, I resist that. No, I'm not feeding that. I'm not giving that. And let me show you something astonishing. John the Baptist, I want to prove to you that Jezebel has children. Your Bible said that John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah. That's a remarkable thing. He came in the spirit of Elijah. And I want you to see what happened. He came in the spirit of Elijah. He's the forerunner of Christ. And when he comes in the spirit of Elijah, What happens? The children of Jezebel attack him. What do you mean? The Bible said that Herod the Great had married his brother's wife. He was living in adultery, and John the Baptist attacked that immoral sexual spirit and rebuked the king openly. And when he did, the king had him thrown into a prison. Watch this. And the king's wife was so embarrassed at him calling out her sexual immorality that she came and conspired up a plan. She took her own daughter, younger daughter, and got the king to throw a banquet and a wild party, and they had her come out and dance, a lewd dance. It was so sexual, it was so sensual. I don't know what moves she was doing. I don't know how she was doing it. I don't want to know. Let's keep this clean. Come on now. But folks, this is a Bible story in your Bible. When she danced, the demon of Jezebel came on her so strong that the king said, whatever you want after she danced, up to half the kingdom, I'm going to give it to you. Now watch. And the Bible said she went back to her mother. She didn't say, I'll take a palace, I'll take a chariot, Mercedes-Benz chariot, I'll take this, I'll take that. She went back to her mother. This is the spirit of Jezebel. And said, what should I ask for? And her mother said, you ask for the head. Because Jezebel hates the prophet. Jezebel hates the ministry. Jezebel hates the seed. The Bible said that Jezebel slaughtered every prophet and their children and their family. This is the spirit we're dealing with. It's coming that you need to pray for your leaders. We need to pray for spiritual leaders, because if the enemy can't get the pastor, he'll go after his wife, he'll go after his children, he'll go after his grandchildren. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And it's a spirit of lust. It's a spirit of fear. It's a spirit of discouragement. It's a spirit of depression. And it's trying its best to get in every home that I'm preaching to today. Every home, no exceptions. The Bible said in Revelation 12 that the serpent opened his mouth, and out of his mouth poured forth filth, water, symbolic of words and sexual images. And in our society, with the advancement of technology, notice what Satan is after. The mind and the heart are more vulnerable than they've ever been in human history. Script writers and producers and artists, they don't even know they're being manipulated by the spirit of lust that brings fear to a generation, that brings discouragement to a generation, that brings depression and suicide and opioids and hopelessness and kids, so many movie stars and people who have everything. They open the door and they think they can control it, but it takes them with fear and discouragement and ultimately depression, and they take their lives. It's Jezebel. And I'm not for doing away with internet. God's using the internet. Here's the point. We have to have the conviction of access without entry to some things on the internet. What do you mean? Why did God put the tree of good and evil in the garden? Why didn't he just put the tree of good and put a prison wall with electric fence around the evil? I'm going to tell you why. Because God wanted us to have access without entry. He wanted us to choose. Sometimes you're confronted with nothing but your personal conscience and your personal convictions. And you, in that moment, when it's just you and God, you have to have something that says, my mind, my heart belongs to Jesus, and I have access. I could do it with a click. I have access, but I will not have entry. Evil is there and good is there. And by the grace of God and by a guarded spirit, I recognize I'm not just dealing with something. This is a spirit. Jezebel's kids are being spawned. And the only answer is when you see this spirit manifesting. He said, I'm going to send the spirit of Elijah, just like it came on John right before the coming of Messiah, just before the end time church, When it begins to see the spirit of lust, the spirit of fear, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of depression taking over a culture, pouring in, spewing out like a river through the modern technologies, every movie, every TV show, everything from every direction. When you see that happening, know that I will not let it go unanswered. I'm sending the spirit of Elijah on my church. Now, let me tell you what happened to Jezebel in closing. It's an amazing story in 2 Kings chapter 9. God never used Elijah again. He said, just go anoint Elisha. You're done. You let Jezebel defeat you, and you'll never perform another miracle. Just go pour and throw your mantle on the next generation. And Elisha anointed a guy by the name of Jehu. Now watch this. And the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehu, and he rode into the capital city, rode right up to the palace where Jezebel was living. And the Bible said she walked out on her balcony and was painting her face. And when he pulled up on his horse, the Bible said she was surrounded with three eunuchs. Eunuchs were men who had been castrated by the king so that he could know that they would not flirt with his bride. I don't know any other way to say it. In other words, the closer you, listen. The closer you get to Jezebel, she will produce in your life a non-productive spirit. An anti-revival spirit, so that you cannot produce like you were supposed to produce and touch generations, because you made an affinity with Jezebel and she takes your power to produce. She's an anti-revival spirit. But when a man under a new generation with a new anointing who said, I don't care what society says, I'm confronting the spirit of Jezebel. He rode up to her window. She looked out the balcony and thought, who do you think you are? And he asked a question to the three eunuchs. He said, who's on the Lord's side? And those three men who were powerless, looked at each other, and suddenly they picked Jezebel up, threw her off the balcony. Listen to this. She hit the ground, and the Bible said her blood splattered on the wall, on the horses, and Jehu, trampled her blood under his feet. And when I read that this morning, I said, Lord, I want that to happen to fear. I want that to happen to the spirit of discouragement. I want depression to be trampled under our feet. I want the blood of lust and sexual immorality to be trampled under our feet. We are not playing games. Messiah is coming. The spirit of Elijah, the spirit of Jezebel, just like the scripture said, is lining up. And who's on the Lord's side? That's the question. Who's going to be like Jesus? The more wicked, the more perverse, the more perverted this generation becomes, somebody's got to say, I want to be pure. I want to be clean. I want my mind clean. I want my heart clean. I'm going to kill Jezebel's children. Closing moments, I want to talk to you about something that moved me, and I don't think I'll ever be the same. God has opened some unprecedented opportunities for this ministry over the last several years, and I can tell you the work that we're doing in Israel is critical. Just in the last few weeks, rockets, if you've been watching the news, have been fired, and injuries and chaos has plagued a tiny region bordering Gaza and Egypt, a tiny region of Israel. It's the Eshkol region. And there we're building the Eshkol Region Trauma Center. We broke ground on it. It is under construction. I believe we're fulfilling the biblical prophecy as Isaiah spoke in the 40th chapter when he said, comfort ye my people. And that's exactly what we're doing. The center that we're building will have an indoor playground for over 2,500 children where they can play and dream and grow in safety, along with elderly Holocaust survivors in that very area. I'm not going to tell you what to give. I'm only going to ask you to seek the Lord and see what He would have you do. And as we do this together, I believe God will pour out blessings on you you've never seen before. Please do your very best. We need your help on this project. Here's my announcer to tell you how.
Each year, thousands of missiles are fired into the cities, neighborhoods, and schools across Israel. And in Eshkol, families have just 15 seconds warning before the rockets strike. Fear and anxiety grip all generations, but the rate of PTSD among young children is almost 97%. Now we have a unique opportunity to help those experiencing the most danger and trauma. We believe God is calling us to build the Eshkol Region Trauma Center. Here, residents will receive counseling from trained therapists in a reinforced building, safe from rocket fire. It will also serve as an indoor community center, allowing children to play in safety, and elderly Holocaust survivors to spend their days building the faith of the next generation. With your generous gift to provide comfort to our Jewish brothers and sisters, we will send you the Prophecy Gift Set. For your gift of $161, you'll receive the gift set along with a personalized Hebrew name certificate in a stunning portfolio to proudly display in your home for years to come. Or for your generous gift of $1,000 or more, request the Light Has Come collection, including a Yeshua Hebrew necklace, your name inscribed on the Comfort My People Wall of Recognition in Eshkol, and a Tree of Victory planted in your honor in the community of Eshkol. Join us as together we fulfill biblical prophecy by bringing comfort to the nation. Call the number on the screen or visit us online.
This program has been sponsored by friends and partners of Kingdom Connection. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry.